Good Monday morning. It is 7:21 on this January 2nd, 2017. It is a federal state holiday. Of course, all the banks, schools, even Max running on holiday schedule today, but we're here for you. And I thought I'd bring in Bill Roller, who's also, is your office open today?
We're always open. We're always available. But, you know, I'm just staring at the screen waiting for the market to start tomorrow.
And you're working from home, probably.
Yeah, doing a little bit of that, too. and modern technology makes you pretty flexible. So.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I can see those bunny slippers now. All right, Bill, so we're in the first of the throes of 2017. President-elect Trump hasn't taken office yet, and things are still kind of up in the air. What are you seeing as far as volatility and where people are doing with their money?
Well, certainly after November 8th and the surprising election of President-elect Trump, markets have been kind of on a tear here. The Trump rally has been pretty strong in anticipation of less regulation. But we're also seeing certainly a spike up in interest rates because some concerns that, he's not going to be really fiscally strong, at least for the first year, a lot of fiscal stimulus, build the wall, infrastructure projects. But I think what we're going to start to see here, markets tend to rise in anticipation and fall on events. So I think once he does get sworn in, you're going to be seeing the market sell off and seeing some volatility as sort of a, he has to kind of get to the put up or shut up mode.
Yeah. So let's go around the world a little bit. How about an update on what's happening with Britain?
Well, certainly Britain's kind of interesting. They had their Brexit vote back in September, mm-hmm. and now we're, first they thought it was going to be the soft Brexit. In other words, we don't really mean it. But the recent news coming out of Britain has said they are definitely going the hard Brexit mode, and they're starting pretty quickly. They're going to get going with that in March. But markets there have also been doing very well. And so it's kind of saying, hey, maybe there is something to this nationalism thing. Maybe there's something good about border controls and, selecting the people that you want to be residents and citizens.
So what do you see happening as soon as this this Brexit thing happens with the rest of what do you call that area now? Have they changed their name now?
Well, it's been called the Eurozone or, the European Union.
Yeah.
There's some real strains showing up there. Certainly the Italian banks have been in the news again recently. One of the third largest bank in Italy and the oldest bank has been getting a bailout, like a 7 billion euro bailout. Of their stuff, and there are real lending issues going on there. And certainly the rest of southern Italy or southern Europe has been having problems, as you know. Spain has been having its problems. Portugal.
How about Greece? Have they recovered from their bailout? What was that, 2 years ago now?
They're actually doing better. Greece, there was a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth, about all the strain that they've been under, but they're actually starting to kind of get things under control there, which is sort of surprising. But Italy is going to have to go the same path.
What about the Asian markets?
Certainly the 800-pound gorilla there is China.
Yeah, exactly.
And there are some concerns still in China there that the Communist Party there has been doing everything it can to have a soft landing, but they may not be able to avoid a pretty severe recession, which could certainly take down the rest of Europe and the rest of Asia.
Russian markets, that one could be a volatile situation. Do you think the situation will improve once Trump gets in there?
I think so. The Russian market's actually been doing pretty well. It's been on a tear really since the middle of the year, and actually it's been doing pretty well since the American election as well. They're very much tied to resources, to petroleum, and with the price of oil starting to go back up, Russia's been doing quite a bit better.
Well, I'm curious also with the Middle East area and the Russian and all the OPEC will you see prices go up, down?
Well, looks like they've agreed on a little bit of an output cut, which was about 3 weeks ago. So that's also helped bringing up oil prices. And I don't know if that's necessarily going to help the overall political situation in the Mideast, but it might give them a little bit of a breathing room. I mean, the big news in 2016 really was Saudi Arabia, that for the first time they were issuing government debt and in the process of selling off their equity in their state-owned oil company and then trying to diversify into other industries.
That's interesting. I mean,
yeah. They've been really a one-trick pony, really, since oil was discovered there in the 1920s. And certainly a lot of people have, the Saudi royal family, which is, when it's not like Britain, it's like 800 members, has done extremely well off the oil industry there. But, a little bit of the low price of oil is causing them to do some belt tightening and look at other ways of making money.
Sure. I could see, hopefully, sometime soon, Afghanistan, Iran, getting their act together, finally harnessing their oil that they have, and stabilizing the area a little bit. That we can always hope for, at least in the next year or two.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be nice.
Do you see it coming?
Well, I mean, part of the issue, well, certainly the issue with Iran is going to be how does President Trump react to them. Remember this whole agreement between the U.S. and the other countries that were imposing sanctions in Iran was never an official treaty. So it's basically an executive order on steroids. And so it really depends. And certainly the problem with Iran has been the more oil they have, the more mischief they want to create in terms of being one of the largest state sponsors of terrorism. So in the absence of a true regime change in Iran, I don't think more oil is necessarily going to make things better.
Very scary situation with that one, for sure. You are Bill Roller at BR Capital in Vancouver, and people can get a hold of you how?
Catch us online, brcapitalinc.com, or 800-562-7096.
Thank you for everything you've been doing, and keep up the great work, and keep us informed, of course, every single day with your great reports, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. We love doing it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. He's Bill Roller, and he's at BR Capital. We'll have more news, traffic, and weather coming your way in 60 seconds here on 1360 KUIK. This is the Westside Morning Report.